again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 417 with me, Pete Kogel, here for another about 45 minutes of great music. It's a slightly shorter show than usual this year. This week. Because I've got loads of things to do before this Zumbathon. Did I mention the Zumbathon? Yes, I probably did. I'm probably boring you silly with it. But it's something that's taking place right now, at this very, very moment. I just went and recorded a few minutes of it on my camera. I shall be going along a bit later on tonight. So if you listen to this on the day, It is the 15th of September 2012, around about 11 p.m. UK time. I shall be starting my 9-hour shift of shaking and moving, as they say. Looking forward to it. Great party atmosphere down there. Loads of people there. Must have been about at least 100 people down there at the moment, doing lots of things. And apparently the publicity's got even bigger and bigger, so there should be even more. It'll be very good indeed. Thing for the sponsorship, which there is a link on PeteKogel.com if you want to sponsor me, and thanks to those that already have. But back to the business of what we're here for, some great music. That was Campanero by Joel Hood. You can find Joel Hood at soundcloud.com/Joel-Hood. He is described as coming from Northern England, that's all I can say. And as I come from Northern England myself, it's a pretty big area. It's a pretty big area. Got that from Bad Panda Records. You can find that at badpandarecords.wordpress.com. I have 8 tracks to play for you. Track number 2 is this one. This is the Pavel Ambient remix of a track originally by S4DS. It's called Space Trip. We'll be right back. Space Trip, the Pavel Ambient remix of a track originally by S4DS. That comes from Minsk in Belarus, from a new label just come out. This is the first release. The label's called Force Carriers, and you can find them at force-carriers.bandcamp.com. Although we also did pick that up at archive.org. But yeah, very good indeed. Really enjoyed that. It's nice to hear that, and nice to see a new label as well. Always good to have new labels. Check them out and play them here. So I hope you enjoyed that one. I thought it was great. Now, the next track is also from the former sort of Russian area. I think it's actually from Russia itself, although I can't be sure. The artist is called Shuldana. I can't make a single thing about the website because it's one of these VK.com websites, which is Russian, and it looks a bit like a Russian Facebook, if you ask me. And a track, I translated from the Russian because I originally couldn't play the damn track. Have you ever had this business where you get sort of tracks in Russian Cyrillic characters and you try and click on them and it can't play it because it just can't do the translation? Happens to me quite a lot, actually. This particular track, Obsushelasisya. I have no idea, I can't say it, and I don't really think I've done a very good job. But anyway, it's come from Sputnik Records, which you can find at archive.org/details/Sputnik Records. That's all I can find. It's a bit weird, but I like it. We'll be right back. thought he was a bit weird, but I did rather like it, and I hope you did too. Shuldina, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, from possibly Russia and from Sputnik Records, as I mentioned. Totally wacky, and that's why we played it. Now, the next track goes back quite a while, actually. Worked on for even before I was podcasting. It goes back to 2003. It's a one dug out of the archives by the Secret Archives of the Vatican, of course. And this is one of their tracks that they occasionally dig out an old one and sort of stick it up available, and I sort of downloaded it because I do, and I like to listen to it. This is The World Was Not Worthy of Them. I'm not afraid of the dark.
heard the gunmen burst into the church. They locked the doors and opened fire indiscriminately. Five members of one family were killed and there were bullet holes all round the church. No one has claimed responsibility as yet. The government has said it's deeply saddened by the events. So tensions very high now among the Christian community. We could see more attacks if security isn't heightened.
We believe that it is an act of terrorism, not just against the Christian community. We are very concerned about it. This is a very unfortunate incident.
Was The World Was Not Worthy of Them, originally by, well, not originally by anybody, it's just totally and utterly by Secret Archives of the Vatican. It goes back to 2003. You can find, of course, them at brokendrumrecords.com. Very older style, a bit different from what they do now, but still very, very good. I still like it. And in a sort of fairly normal time signature, I think, which is going to be rather different from sort of the stuff you get with Thousand Yard Prayer, which has got the new album at the moment, and of course, and Secret Archives themselves. So I think the last one was almost a waltz, although that's probably a very broad term, of which I've probably got the wrong term. But Vince would know if you want to find out more from him, then head over to his podcast, of course, the Secret Archives of the Vatican podcast. Good one, good one. Right, this probably sums me up a bit later on. It's originally a track, well, it's a track originally. Why do I keep saying originally? It's not originally, it's just a mashup. It's Meow Meow versus Jeff Lox, and a track, as I say, dedicated to me, Rave Bitch.
Yeah. with me a fuck like I'm check you. And me a force blood clot you for vice the combination of cartel. You remember? You remember? Blood clot! Blood clot!
Thankfully, not a track I will be dancing to later this evening, otherwise I probably would only last about 5 minutes, not 9 hours. But that was Meow Meow, which you can find at Sociopath Recordings. That particular artist is rather good. And then that was mixed up with Jeff Locks, who you can find at jefflocks.nl. As I said, did come from Sociopath Recordings. I do check them out. They're totally bonkers, but I do love them and what they do. Really, really good indeed. Now, you may recall, I think I might have played the track as well on this podcast, certainly on other podcasts, that we had a release from Angel Dust Records, of course my record label, a short while ago, that featured Southman. Well, I'm very pleased to see that Southman has actually released his own album. I think it's about 8 or 9 tracks, or maybe even longer. This is a track called The Derelict. You can find out more about him at soundcloud.com/southman, or go check him out at Bandcamp as well, which is where you can download the album for whatever price you'd like. So check it out and go off and do that, why don't you? That was The Derelict by Southman. Very good indeed. And nice to see some sort of 64-bit stuff coming there. I mean, from gaming, of course. But is it getting more popular? Is it getting more popular? Are you hearing sort of 64-bit stuff arrive in pop? I don't know. I'm not sure. You'll certainly never get any pop here. As they say on the Secret Archives of the Podican. Secret Archives of the Vatican podcast. None of the hits. None of the time. Pretty much the same here, actually, I must admit. But we like what we hear when we like what we play. Good stuff. Now, the next track, which is penultimate track, is another one from Bombay Dub Orchestra. I have played them before. I got this from Six Degrees Records. It's a free download, actually, so if you go head over to Six Degrees Records, especially over their Bandcamp page, you can pick up quite a few good ones. This is Monsoon Malabar, the Force of Change remix. That was Monsoon Malabar, the Force of Change remix by Bombay Dub Orchestra. You can find them at bombaydub.com from London. And of course, you can get their records from 6 Degrees Records at 6degreesrecords.com. Good stuff, good stuff. Right, as I did say, it's a short show, so one last track. I hope you enjoyed what you've heard. This track is from Greece, once again from Bad Panda at badpandarecords.wordpress.com. An artist or band called Dot Message. Which is quite difficult to sort of get a domain name for and things like that. So it's soundcloud.com/dot message. The track is called Murky Pash. Don't know what it means, but I hope you like it. So come back next week and you'll find out, if you come back next week and I'm still here, that means I've survived, which is always a good thing. And if you want to drop me a line and drop me some sponsorship money, then please do head over to petecogle.com. Those of you that drop me a line and tell me you sponsored me, then I will have a secret podcast for you. Not a secret archive, but a secret podcast from the archives. Not from the archives. It's brand new, actually. It's very good. It's got some very interesting chucks, which I'm not going to play anywhere else. It's only going to be for you, if you sponsor me. Have I said that enough? I think I probably have. See you soon, folks.